Morgan Stanley passes 100% of staking rewards to ETH and SOL ETP holders. Morgan Stanley plans to return 100% of staking rewards to holders of its new Ethereum and Solana exchange-traded products, a structure that leaves nothing for the issuer and puts pressure on rivals that keep part of the yield for themselves. The detail was reported by crypto commentator CoinBureau on July 29, 2026, citing the bank's ETP terms. Staked crypto ETPs bundle two things: exposure to the underlying token, and the yield that token earns for helping secure its network. Ethereum staking currently pays roughly 3% a year, and Solana pays more, so the share an issuer keeps is not a rounding error. It is a recurring cut of the product's core return. Most issuers treat that spread as a fee. Morgan Stanley is treating it as the customer's money. The economics of a zero-cut structure staking yield is the reason a staked ETP exists. An investor who only wanted price exposure could buy a plain spot fund. The staking version exists to capture the network reward on top, so how that reward gets split matters more here than in almost any other fund category. Rival products have generally kept a slice. An issuer might advertise the gross staking rate while quietly retaining 10% to 25% of the rewards before passing the rest to holders. On a 3% Ethereum yield, keeping a quarter of it shaves the investor's real return to around 2.25% before the management fee is even applied. Over several years, that gap compounds into a meaningful drag. Passing through the full amount removes that drag. Morgan Stanley still earns a management fee on the product, so the fund is not free. The difference is that the bank is choosing to make its money on the flat fee rather than skimming the variable yield, which is easier for buyers to compare across products. Ether and Solana were both trading in the red over the past week when the terms surfaced. ETH sat at about $905, up 1.6% on the day, but down 1.4% over 7 days as of July 29, 2026. SOL traded near $73, roughly flat on the day, and down 6.5% for the week. The broader market read as cautious, with the Fear and Greed Index at 35 in fear territory. Competitive pressure on the ETP field. A large conservative name, setting the give-back bar at 100% is hard for competitors to ignore. Once one issuer shows that a zero-cut staked product is commercially viable, keeping a slice of the yield starts to look like a charge that has to be justified rather than a default the whole industry shares. That is the real weight of the move. It reframes the yield split as a line item investors can shop, similar to how expense ratios became a battleground in traditional index funds. Issuers that retain a cut may now face questions about why their staked ETP returns less of the network reward than Morgan Stanley's does. There's a caveat worth stating plainly. A single social media report is the current basis for the 100% figure, and the exact mechanics, including how rewards are calculated, how often they are distributed, and how slashing risk is handled, will sit in the official prospectus. Staked ETP structures also vary in how they treat the lockup and unstaking periods, which can affect liquidity even when the headline yield pass-through is generous. The signal for on-chain yield seekers. For anyone already earning staking rewards directly, the appeal of an ETP was never the yield itself. Running your own validator or staking through a protocol can capture the full network reward too. The ETP trades some of that yield for convenience, regulatory wrapping, and the ability to hold the position in a brokerage account. 100% pass-through narrows the yield penalty of choosing the wrapped version. The same logic runs through the crypto card market, where the headline reward rate and the amount you actually keep are often two different numbers. A staking or yield product that advertises one rate but pays out less after the provider's cut is the card world equivalent of an ETP skimming the spread. Reading past the advertised figure to the net return is the habit that separates a good deal from a marketed one, whether the product is an ETP, a crypto rewards card, or an on-chain staking pool. For now, Morgan Stanley has set a number that competitors will be measured against. The follow-through will show in the prospectus and in whether rival issuers match it.